Relatively toward the end. And we're still in the middle of discussing the various assaults of the Yetzer Hara. And yesterday, the Yetzer Hara, we saw the Yetzer Hara starting to take and moving in the opposite direction, taking an approach of hitting you by being even more from than you, being extra pious and telling you, you know what, you're so right about not wanting covered. You should make a point of hiding any of your avodas Hashem, a sense that a person wants everything to be mitzina, to the extent that he won't do anything that's in the presence of other people, from davening mitzibur to not teaching, not speaking up for the right thing, because he doesn't want to give the impression of being a pious person. And also to act as though you're familiar with any crowd. If you're among cheap people who are talking cheap, talk cheap with them. Don't be overly careful about the way you speak, etc., so that you shouldn't stand out as a pious person. And here he told us that this is actually going from the frying pan into the pan, because before we said that you shouldn't design your avodas Hashem into the fire, frying pan into the fire. But before we said that you shouldn't design your avodas Hashem to try to impress other people. And I was saying, but now, Chavos HaLevavos comes and says, according to the Yetzirah's current suggestion, you should dafki use other people to take down your avodas Hashem. You want to impress people that you are not an avod Hashem, and therefore take down your level. That's even worse. So, and what we left off yesterday was, and he said, when you're about to do something and you're taking into the account the fact that others are watching you, again, if you're doing it L'Shem Shamayim, your challenge is to keep focused on the L'Shem Shamayim. And if you get covered from other people, then it won't harm your schar. Then he told us, exercise to use is to try to picture, if I was completely in private right now, would I do it in the same way? And he said, if you find that I might not do it this way if I was in private, and then taka, let go, meaning the part that you're enhancing to impress the people around you, that don't do. Do it as you would do it in private. But he doesn't leave it at that. He adds a point. Meaning like this. I'll tell you my servant, Rabbi Avigdor Mill, you probably heard me say this in the past, that he was one time in the hospital, meaning the Chavos HaLevavos is not just saying, well, if you want to do it quite at this level in private, then don't do it at all. He said, don't do it until you can purify your heart. Meaning, I'll go back to the story. Rabbi Avigdor Mill was in the hospital till the end of his life. And at any given point, he had someone from the family with him. So at one point, he had his grandson there with him, and he had just eaten. And he benched. He benched with a lot of kavana. And afterwards, he turned to his grandson, and he told him very bluntly, Ashakach, I'm happy you were here, because I was feeling very weak right now. Had nobody been here, I don't know if I would have managed to bench with kavana. But you were here. You were watching me. I felt funny not benching with kavana, so I benched with kavana, Yashakach. So here, he's saying the Pharaoh said, had he been by himself, he would not have benched with this level of kavana. Because his grandson was there, he did. So, but how does that work with what the Chavos HaLevavos just told us? If you realize you would do it differently in private, then don't do it this way. But he says, Achi yizdak echlibcha, meaning what happened here was, again, I'm presuming to give a taich on this story, but what happened here was that he naturally would have benched a weaker benching. Now his grandson was there, so he felt like, oh, I better do it right for him. He utilized that feeling to get himself to a place of doing it L'Shem Shamayim. Okay? It's a fine difference. And this, I believe, is what the Chavos HaLevavos is saying here. Don't do it until you can purify your heart, meaning you're in front of other people right now. And you think about it. I say, well, if I was in private, I probably wouldn't do it quite at this level. Oh, so don't just sail into it. But also don't just say, okay, so then I won't do it. Say, all right, let me utilize the opportunity. There are other people here. That prompted me to talk and do it at a higher level. So let me think now, you know what? I'm going to take that higher level now. And yes, dedicated to Hashem. Meaning here's kind of like the opposite. Use the Shalei Lishma in a conscious way to bring it to Lishma. With me on that? I think it's a clear enough point. That's what I believe the Chovas HaVavas is saying. That's his Lashon here. He doesn't say just Hanicheu. If it wouldn't quite be at that level, drop it. He says, let go until you can be mizakich your heart, until you can get your heart to the place of doing it properly. Okay. Now, now this next part is a little scary here. Let's see what he says here. And here he's introducing us to a very high level. If the Yetzer Hara cannot hit you with these things that we've been discussing, then it'll hit you with something even more refined. This is already a very refined level of Yetzer Hara. Hits you from the direction of Schar and Einesh, reward and punishment in this world and in the next. And he says, "Hine atome chaside abore usgulasoi. You are from the most pious people, from those most dedicated to Hashem, his closest. On the track that you're on, you'll be deserving of olam hazeh and olam haba. V'tzarich shetishtadel kefi yecholtecha. And therefore, set that as your goal. Perhaps you'll indeed be able to get that great reward through your deeds. By dedicating yourself to the path of Avodas Hashem wholeheartedly. Like David said, so basically, what the Chovas HaVavas is saying here, that this is another tack of the Yetzer Hara. It makes you just focused on Olam Haba. I just want to stress something here. Here, the Chovas HaVavas is talking to a person of a very high level. If we can, this is already a level of Yetzer Hara, that for us is Yetzer Tov. If we would really set our sights on Olam Haba and make that the goal, right? But you know what? The Chovas HaVavas here is introducing us to an even higher level. And from his great place, he's actually talking about it as a Yetzer Hara, that a person's goal in his Avodas Hashem is Olam Haba. What's wrong with that? So, again, we have to stress, there's everything right about it. In the Chovas HaVavas' eyes, is telling us there's something higher. And for him, he's saying, I guess the way we should take this is, Rabbeinu Bachya is telling us, if I were to do that, that would be Yetzer Hara. Because, listen how I approach it. Imtishma'elav. Mamish, scary words to read. If you listen to him, v'tismoichal dvarav, and you rely on what he's saying, yapilcha b'min mimine hashituf hanista. He will be tripping you up in a very subtle form of shituf. You know what shituf is? Shituf is a term for when you believe in something else alongside Hashem. Have people who believe that there's only an Avodah Zarah out there. That's not Shituf. That's Avodah Zarah, right? Shituf is that a person believes that there's Kamoish, the deity of Mayav, and there's also Hashem, Chas V'Shan, right? That's called Shituf. You believe in another power alongside Hashem. Chavos Halevis, this is a theme that he has in his Sefer, in throughout the Sefer in general, where he holds us up to high standards. And he says, for example, we saw earlier that the person who is out there to impress others with his mitzvahs, he called that a form of shituf, because you're worshiping two people, not two people, two entities. You are doing mitzvahs for the purpose of pleasing Hashem and pleasing the people around you. He called that a form of shituf on a subtle level. It's a form of shituf. And now he's saying something even more, well, startling. He's saying, if your agenda is to get reward, then you are actually worshiping yourself in addition to Hashem, because you're making yourself the purpose of your avodah. Now, again, the Chavos Halevis is introducing us to his sublime levels. But let's hear what he's saying. Well, here what he's saying, just in order to understand what heights there are. So he says, "Ushesamto ne'evatcho l'nafshecha." You are making yourself the focus of your worship. Because why are you doing this avoda? Because you want to earn happiness. Oh, okay, we'll have to get to that, right? V'tidche boi me'oleho ha-da'ogois v'ayagoynis. And you want to be doing this in order to avoid the punishments, the suffering that defying Hashem will bring about. Okay. V'lulei tikvas cholezeh, and without this goal, you would just deny all of his great benefits that he's bestowing on you all the time. And you wouldn't consider yourself committed to his service. You don't feel that you are duty-bound just because of his greatness, everything that he's doing for you and who he is. The very fact that he's interested in your avodah is already a major privilege, and that itself should make you feel duty bound. And about this, Chazal said, do not be like the servant who's serving the master in order to receive reward. Rather, be like the servant who appreciates the privilege, appreciates what he's getting from the master, and wants to serve him just because of that. So, basically, what he's telling us here is something quite startling, and that is that if your goal, if your focus in your service of Hashem is schar v'oinish, then you're not there. The Yetzer Hara still has a hold on you. That's startling. And we do have to stress that yes, this is a high madrega. This is a high madrega that he's holding us up to, where a person should reach a level of altruism. I just feel so indebted to Hashem for everything he's doing for me, that's why I want to serve him. Or knowing who Hashem is, the very fact that he's interested in my avoda is reason for me to dedicate myself to him. Right? So we have to remind ourselves that yes, this is a very high madrega, but nevertheless, the person who dedicates his life to earning Olam Haba is a tzaddik. Is a tzaddik, and he's in a very good place. He'll be in a very good place. Just what? We don't have to avoid the knowledge that there are even higher levels. But the truth is that if we really note carefully the words that he's saying, he's not exactly saying that if your purpose is Olam Haba, then you're off course. He says, if that's the only reason you're doing it, That was his lashon. He said, "Luleitik vas chazef." Not for this hope, you would just deny everything that Hashem is doing for you. So this already provides us with the shaychus to this madriga, meaning, if we're if we are motivated by the thought of Olam Haba. But yet we say to ourselves also, but you know what? The truth is that we should be serving Hashem anyways. And we have that kavana as well in our Avodah. Then it's already not necessarily what he's talking about. Not necessarily what he's decrying. He's decrying the person who would not have any interest in serving Hashem if not for Olam Haba. But we have to come back and say that again, these are high madrigas. And part of learning Chavis Avavis is about exposing ourselves to the heights that exist out there. Like Rav Nir said, the way he sets up the whole system is, right, he begins by saying that your sights should be set on Olam Haba, right? And that should be the guiding light in everything you do at every moment in life, right? You focus on Adam Leiniva Eli Sanegal Hashem, right? Person is created just to enjoy that pleasure, and your entire life, every moment of the day, every act that you do should be focused on, is this getting me closer to that pleasure or distancing me from that pleasure? So I just want to add a point here, a chash of a point, because the Messiah Hashem himself also talks about the levels of Yirat Shamayim, where a person is just doing it because of his Ohav Hashem. So I want to add a point here that kind of gives a twist on this. The Ramchal talks about this conundrum. He says, are we supposed to completely tune out of Olam Haba? So in Derech Hashem, he says that you have to realize that what Hashem wants, the reason that Hashem created this world is because he wants to give you that Olam Haba. He wants to give you that pleasure of being bound up with him. That's what Olam Haba is. It's about being bound up with him. It's closeness to Hashem. He wants to give you that pleasure. He wants you to enjoy that. So the Ramchal says, it's true, maybe you should move yourself out of the center, but you should strive for Olam Haba in order, kiviyachol, to give Hashem the nachas of giving you that pleasure. You should want to get that pleasure because you know that this is what Hashem wants you to have. And that's how it actually comes together. So again, we're reiterating that a person who can set his whole life's sights on Olam Haba is already head and shoulders above everybody else. The Chavis HaVavis is telling you, well, in the world of Chavis HaVavis is something even higher. The very fact that you appreciate who Hashem is and what he's doing for you should be enough to dedicate yourself fully to his service your whole life. And we're actually seeing also how the Ramchal brings it all together and says, strive for that pleasure with the knowledge that that's what's going to give him that greatest nachas, and you want him to have the nachas of seeing you enjoy. Okay. Stop here.